This is KUNM. It's 5:44. I'm Rita Daniels. For years now, the southwestern United States has been crippled by drought. At the beginning of summer in New Mexico, that meant dry, brittle landscapes. Several communities ran out of water. Now, hundreds of vulnerable towns are trying to avoid that ever happening again. The village of Wagon Mound is smack dab in the middle of New Mexico's sprawling eastern plains. With a population somewhere around 300, the community's been drawing its water from a natural spring that gushes up from the ground about a mile from town. Patrick Lopez is the water superintendent there.
This is the actual spring that the main line is tapped into, and it goes all the way down the canyon past a water station and then directly to the tank, and it's gravity fed.
Lopez says earlier this year, when he opened the main line to fill the tank in town, he noticed a big drop in the amount of water bubbling out of the spring, which was unusual. But the giant red flag came the day after. When the town's tank was filled, the spring stopped flowing completely.
There was a day the spring didn't come back.
The following day, the water did start flowing again, but because this is the only water source for the village, the reality that it could just vanish was terrifying. Lopez says the water levels dropped more than a foot and a half in just a month.
I really don't look forward to the day when you come up here and don't see but maybe a foot of water. That would be sad, but it could happen.
In fact, this summer, the wells in three New Mexico towns dried up and water had to be trucked in. Ryan Flynn is the secretary of the State Environment Department.
When we started seeing these communities run out of water, why is this occurring?
It turns out there's more than 250 mostly rural communities scattered throughout the state that rely on a single source.
If you're relying on only one single supply of water, if there was an event, you're really in a tough spot because you don't have any other options.
Those tough spots can be caused by drought, contamination, or just aging leaky infrastructure. And for the most part, he says, people don't even think about where their water comes from.
You know, you think as long as the water is flowing, everything's good.
Wagon Mound has teamed up with the state's Drinking Water Bureau to develop a plan. People are cutting back on their water usage. Residents can even go on supervised tours of the spring to see for themselves where the water that flushes their toilets actually comes from. Dennis McQuillan works for the state, helping towns protect their water source. He says across the Southwest, more water is being pumped out of the aquifers than nature is putting back in. Up at Wagon Mound Spring, he's been taking electrical conductivity readings to gauge the health of the aquifer that feeds it. McQuillan inserts a gadget that looks like a thermometer into the water.
Let me just run a couple to see what we get. I'm measuring the electrical conductivity of the water, which is a measure of the electrolytes in the water, in the total dissolved solids and the mineral content. And quite often what we'll see, as aquifers are being depleted, the conductivity will go up. The reading I just measured was 447 microsiemens per centimeter.
Despite the spring's lower levels, McQuillan says that conductivity reading has more or less flatlined, which is a good thing. Driving back to the village, McQuillan spots a windmill off in the distance and asks Patrick Lopez, the village's water superintendent, about it.
So is that another spring there at 11 o'clock?
There's a windmill there, and there might be a spring there as well.
Well, that would be a good one to sample and measure.
McQuillan says a proper hydrogeological investigation is going to involve sampling every possible water source in the region, even that distant windmill. Part of Wagon Mound's goal is to come up with a secondary source of water so that if their spring goes dry, there's a plan B. In Albuquerque, I'm Rita Daniels.